evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you to hopefully another very exciting edition of our emergency broadcast on this very day, the 28th day of August, in the year of Most High Elohim 2019. The time now is exactly 1 minute past the top of the hour, that is 7 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra. The same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are. We are live, we are direct, and Chukwuka Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is with us. And this evening we shall do justice to the truth that have always eluded those who unfortunately find themselves in the damnable contraption, the Zoological Republic. Here on this hallowed platform, we preach the truth. This is a gospel of redemption. This is a gospel of hope. This is a gospel of restoration, and also a gospel of renewal. I say to each and every one of you listening, regardless of how you are doing that, be it via Radio Biafra app, if you're listening to us via CHK 102.1, 102.2, 102.3, depending on where you are in Biafra land, you can also listen to this very redeeming gospel on satellite. Radio Biafra is on satellite. We are also on Radio Biafra platforms, especially on Facebook. We are on official Radio Biafra Facebook page. We are also simulcasting this very broadcast on my private page as well, on Facebook, Mazin Nandekanu. I say good morning, I say good afternoon, I say good evening and good night to some of you, because unlike many other, Radio Biafra is listened to across the entire 24 time zones of this very world. I welcome you, and as I do so, I must urge you to welcome other people as well. This very evening, on this hallowed platform, the truth shall be revealed. What you never knew about Jibril al-Sudani, Aule Be tonight. If after this very program tonight there is any doubt, there is any confusion regarding the authentic assertion I made long time ago that Muhammadu Buhari is dead, all that will be cleared. If there is anybody left in any doubt, then there's something wrong with your brain. I will ask you to get your pen and paper ready. You cannot listen to this program tonight without adequate preparation. You must bring your pen and your paper and bring your common sense with you. As I said earlier, tell your friends and your family. You will share this very link because we are about to save a lot of lives. We are about to save millions of souls who are trapped in ignorance, poverty, and disease. We are about to unlock that reasoning capacity that I believe very strongly that every human being possesses, but sadly and very unfortunately is conspicuously absent in Africa because of the way we reason. Hopefully this evening we shall reason together. We shall come to the inescapable conclusion that the damnable Zoological Republic will serve its purpose. We are the people to go their separate ways. I welcome you once again, and I ask you to welcome other people. We are live and we are direct, and Elohim is bearing us witness. Before we proceed as we normally do, we must pray. This prayer is what we do all the time because we do not have any silver around. Chukwukika Biama is always in charge because we are nothing. Only him is the beginning and the end. Only Chukwuka Abiam is the creator of everything that you see around you. Only Chukwuka Abiam was there when even creation itself started. That is why he changed not. And as long as he never changes, I am absolutely certain that Biafra will come. And when it does come, we shall honor him, we shall praise him, we shall adore him all the days of our lives. Right now, we are in bondage. Right now, we are being subjugated. Right now, we are being forced to play second fiddle to those who are not worthy to lace the shoes that we wear. We are the chosen children of the Most High, brought into West Africa that the light of heaven may shine upon the darkest places in Africa. That is why we are here, and that is why I am absolutely convinced that Biafra will come. This evening we must pray. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. I only do what I do by the grace of the Most High, Chukwuka Abiam. Therefore, I shall humbly remain a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra until Biafra is restored and even beyond. This very program this evening is exceptionally special. Very special because there are deceit and lies everywhere. Deception concocted to bamboozle, to deceive, and to cheat the people. We are here to lay it bare. They will try all they can to subdue the truth, but insofar as there is Radio Biafra, in as much as we may be, as long as I continue to command these very people on this very earth, I assure you, nothing shall be hidden. Their darkest secrets will be laid bare, and we shall do so tonight. After tonight, anybody you see walking in Aso Rock, if you see them, you will spit on their faces, I'm telling you, because those people are evil beyond evil. I have never seen such deception. I have never seen such calculated attempts to deceive an entire nation. I have never seen where men and women sit to conspire to propagate falsehood and lies. Supported by Channels TV and a ragtag online publication they call Legit, I knew that when BBC was coming, that Satan was coming. Even BBC, they have joined them to publish falsehood and lies. But tonight we shall lay them bare, I assure you. We are live and we are direct, and heaven is bearing us witness. We must pray. Oh Elohim, Chukwuka Abiam Aprumihenine, the giver of life, the keeper of Biafra, the sustainer of IPOB, you commanded us to come to preach your gospel. You determined that IPOB must come, and we have come to do that very work that you ordained that we must do. We have suffered in the process. We have died. There has been a lot of pain and a lot of loss. But only you can replenish, because you said in the end that Biafra will come. All our hope, all our trust is upon your word, O mighty one of Israel, O mighty one of Biafra. For we are ancient people from the bloodline of the oldest that ever existed. This evening we hand over our proceedings unto thee. We remember those who are in prison. We remember those with nothing to eat. We remember those who are homeless. We remember those who cannot afford a square meal in a day. We remember those who are burdened. We remember all those who are suffering. and ask, oh Heavenly Father, that you may give us the strength, the fortitude, the intelligence, and the bravery to withstand this very unprecedented evil we have in Asorok. Oh Heavenly Father, make haste to deliver your children. Come very quickly to help us. Come and put to shame all those who rise against us. Come and confound them, all those who seek to destroy your children. Come and pursue them and turn them back. Set confusion amongst them, all those that desire the destruction of IPOB. For IPOB is divine. Only you made and created it. It is not the making of man. IPOB is from heaven itself. Therefore, we turn to thee, O Heavenly Father, to look upon those who have come to us, to mock and to laugh at us, and to make shame upon shame become their portion. Let all those, O Heavenly Father, like we do, that seek your face every day, all of us who pray unto your holy name and not to any idol, all of us who rejoice at your redeeming grace, let us always magnify your holy name. Let us always lift your name up very high. For we are very poor, very wretched. Please come and deliver us. Come and save your children. Only you can give us Biafra. Only you can create light where there is darkness. Only you can give hope where there is hopelessness. We are in pain. We are suffering. We are surrounded by ignorance. And I pray unto thee, on behalf of this very noble family worldwide, that your enlightenment may come into us, that we may rejoice in the land of the free Biafra, knowing fully well that our future is secured in the knowledge that Elohim is with us always and will never abandon us, that your name may be glorified, adored, and praised forever and ever, we pray. You say, we have to call upon heaven. That is the way we are, and that is how we are going to continue to be. We must proceed very quickly this evening, please. Your pen and your paper should be ready. This is a very special broadcast and an emergency one at that. The very evil empire, the very exploitative and parasitic British created enclave, that very damnable zoological republic of Nigeria, or as a zoo, as we prefer to call it, they have continued to disgrace themselves, not because of the activities of IPOB, as some of them erroneously console themselves with, but because of their own habit, because of their own evil ways, because of their lies, because of their gangsterism, because of their banditry, and because of how they have handled the minister, Jibril Aminu al-Sudani from Sudan. This very evening I shall tell you how that young man was recruited. That is why he can never appear in public. This evening, systematically, stage by stage, period by period, I shall take you on a journey of awakening to understand that Nigeria is evil beyond evil, the soul and heart of iniquitous darkness that can never, ever be expunged. They can never see light, I assure you. If some of you are privy to what is going on in that damnation, I assure you, any politician you see, you will strangle him or her. But this evening we shall preach the truth, because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. and moreover under divine instruction. Everything we say here is gospel according to how heaven ordained it. Buhari is dead. That's why that thing they sent to Oman, claiming that they are in Japan for some bizarre reason. I don't know who taught them how to do Photoshop. I don't know who taught them how to edit live videos. But my oh my, something is happening. And the sooner you open your eyes, the better. I don't want anybody talking to me about the salvageability of Nigeria. I don't want people telling me about this unity in strength, about the positivity that should come from having access to such an enormous population. That is not our interest. Our interest is freedom. Understand that. Our interest is primarily freedom for the indigenous people of Biafra and for every enslaved ethnic nationality in that dimension called Nigeria. I believe very strongly that this very broadcast tonight will make it virtually impossible for Nigeria to survive as a country. I don't care if those of them from the Fruit of Shalom accept this inevitability or not. But I'm telling you very confidently that I do not see how the zoo can survive what is going on in Japan. They cannot survive it, I assure you. We are hunting Jibril morning, noon, and night. They are lying to all of you, deceiving you, and feeding you lies with channels, television, with BBC, and with an inconsequential online publication. I assure you that the truth will be revealed tonight, and if you patiently, systematically, and methodologically follow all that we are about to present, then like us, you will come to the reality that Nigeria is not salvageable. Anybody talking about one Nigeria is insane. Anybody talking about one Nigeria needs to see a medical doctor, because your brain is not correct and can never be. What Britain created, the Nigeria that Britain created, I should say, look at, as a business venture, its name was Royal Niger Company, not Nigeria. It was a minor company sent to Africa to see what they can gain or what they can exploit out of the ignorance in their own understanding of the locals. That is why this evening we not only preach Biafra, we pray for it. We not only pray for Biafra, we ask for the precipitous and calamitous collapse of this. I want Nigeria completely and totally destroyed, that the name will not even exist. That is how much I hate the place, and that is how much I despise it. They have killed us. Upwards of over 5 million people dead. Many are incarcerated. Many are in hospitals as we speak. Many are dying even as we speak. Those who previously laughed at us, they are now experiencing the same thing. They have seen their brutality, their arrogance, their illiteracy, their banditry, both within the judicial space and that inhabited by mere mortals. Now let us begin with your pen and your paper ready. Please. Ask yourself this very simple question. This is the number one question, please. Who welcomed Jibril to Japan? That's number one question. Now, what we are going to do is very simple. Every topic that I raise, I ask you without prejudice, to please try to synthesize it. Try to digest it without prejudice, I beg of you. try to digest every topic, every item that I raised this evening. Who welcomed Jubril Buhari? I said Jubril Buhari, so it will be far more easier for some people to grasp and understand. When a head of state travels out on an official mission, there is always a delegation to meet them at the airport. I'm not going to bore you with what happened in Oman. Everybody knows that because we have the flight details. I want you to do a very simple comparison, which is very evident on my page and widely distributed everywhere. Who welcomed Jubril? If you look very closely and carefully at the footage, that NTA, that God-forsaken NTA, Channel TV, we are showing, these are the people that work for the government. Apparently, they are journalists, but they prefer to work for evil than to do that which is right. They were showing a footage, or they showed the footage of somebody in a place they called Japan, alighting from an aircraft. No official welcoming party from the Japanese government. The same people, one Chinese man and one Chinese woman that escorted them all the way from Asurok. These are the people in charge of their Photoshop. These two Chinese people are the people in charge of their Photoshop. This Photoshopping they've been doing, manipulating pictures. The only problem is that they now know how intelligent we are. They can't get away with it. That is why they struggle to show videos. There was NTA, apparently, because this to them is a very major conference, or should I say a summit. NTA came with them. Channel's television came with them. None of them covered him live when he landed in Japan, as they claimed. Are you following very carefully? That is number one. Nobody welcomed him because, as I keep saying, the Japanese authorities are in possession of my correspondence. I have made it very clear to those who are prepared to listen that that thing you're looking at is not Buhari. If it were Buhari, a high-powered delegation would have been there to receive him. And to make matters worse, that thing left 48 hours earlier than planned. They did not want to come in either earlier today or late yesterday, because by then the Japanese Prime Minister would have returned from Paris, where he went for G20 meeting. Are you following this very carefully? The only reason why they traveled early was to avoid Jubril having an encounter with a proper Prime Minister. In this case, the Prime Minister of Japan. So they smuggled themselves either in or out. Heaven knows where they are because we've not found them. And we're looking for them. And I assure you, what we are looking for is to go to prison in Japan. We want to go to prison in Japan. So when we get to the court in Japan, the court will ask us, why are you here? Why did you attack a head of state? And we'll then say to the court, that thing there is not Buhari, because Buhari is dead. The court will be under compulsion by law to establish the veracity of our claim. And that's the end of the zoo and Jubril. So we know what we are doing. To some people, they may not understand it, but we know what we are doing. That is why we will get him, we will grab him wherever he is and hand him over to the police. Heaven knows where he is, because we don't. They said right now he's at a place at Intercontinental Hotel. That's where they hid him. That's why they said he's been receiving people. And he said it's a bilateral talks. Are you the Japanese Prime Minister or the Emperor to hold bilateral talks with people in another man's country? You're holding bilateral talks? Does that even make any sense diplomatically? But that tells you, in a country where there is no proper functioning education, where the politicians send their kids abroad to study, that is what goes to the brain of the people. they can hardly reason anymore. But here on Radio Biafra, on this noble platform, if you come here, we'll force you to reason. And you must reason, whether you like it or not. That is why we are IPOB. Exceptional. Exceptional movement. A gift to humanity, this IOB is, I assure you. Those of them who are now, who now understand what we are doing, both from the Middle Belt, I mean, the Hausa people, those from the Middle Belt, and those our brothers from the Yoruba land, they now see what IPOB represents. We are just against injustice, wickedness, and evil, that's all. Unfortunately, it will take some people a lot of time to come to this realization. But we are marching on all the same. Ask you, I'm sure you've written it down on a piece of paper. Ask yourself this question. Who welcomed Jibril? And if Jibril were to be Buhari, how come there was no... In fact, to even make the matter worse, they said Abike Dabiri, that's a report. A newspaper was reporting in Nigeria, in that zoo. Do you know what the paper said? Abike Dabiri joins other officials to welcome Buhari in Japan. A Nigerian in Japan to welcome a Nigerian in Japan. Does that make any sense to anybody? Because people have been so stupefied by poverty, hunger, and deprivation, their brain cells are no longer working. Nobody asked Abike Dabiri, what are you doing receiving your so-called Jibril Buhari in Japan? He visited Japan in an official capacity. Why are the Japanese not welcoming him? Why would Abike Dabiri join other officials? It's madness. The aircraft stopped. Geoffrey Onyama came down and a few other people. They now lined up some kind of guard of honor for Jibril to come down from the aircraft. Now, who's going to be in camp? Where's you in Japan? You're not at the Jibril day. How can a Nigerian fly to Japan to welcome a Nigerian? Does that make any sense to anybody? We are just trying to build a foundation for you so you understand how daft some people are. But we are IPOB now. We know their tricks. Nobody welcomed Jibril. And I want to point you, because if you say something is, how do I say it in English? If you say that something has a peculiar or a particular taste, you must tell us what it tastes like. I want you to go and look at all the videos of Buhari in 2015 when he was alive. All the videos of Buhari in 2016, very early 2016, when he was alive. Have you people forgotten that Buhari, before he died, traveled to Germany? There was a full military guard at the airport waiting for him. You have forgotten. How come the same person that they rolled out red carpet for in Germany will now travel to Japan and sneak in through that building by the side is a poultry? Some of you don't know. Urban Ashokoko is a poultry. Sneaked in like the criminal that he is. Because I told the Emperor of Japan that this man is a criminal. That is why he's hiding. Creeping in at night. Go and check the welcome that Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa got. And compare the two. You will know who is a president and who is an imposter. Just go and do the comparison yourself. The videos are there. Because I want our people to develop the ability to rationalize, to reason and to think. That is why Africa is poor. Because we don't reason, because we don't think. And that is why I know that Biafra, oh my goodness, will build it in such a way that if your food drops on the ground, you pick it up and eat. Because we are intelligent. I'm telling you the truth. We are. Exceptionally so. Go and look at the reception received by Cyril Ramaphosa. You know who is a president and who is an imposter. That is number one. Note it down on your piece of paper, please. And now let me ask you this question. Where was it that the presence of Jibril was not acknowledged? Either the day he came or even today. I challenge anybody. Right now, they are working on the same video that we know they never appeared in. They are working on it right now to see how they can insert motion into it to say that that Jubril was there. I'm asking you, how can a giant of Africa, so they claim, be standing? They took a photograph. Jubril was seen, in fact, it wasn't there, it's a Photoshop, but we'll come to that later. They inserted him at the back. When you come to Africa, you count Egypt, Nigeria, South Africa, isn't it? Anytime you go to any G7 summit or G20, all the heavyweight countries stand in the front row. Go and check it, any summit you go to. This time, the Photoshop guy from China put Jubril somewhere at the back. They're hiding him. You're telling me that George Weah, that come to Nigeria to beg for money, will stand on the front row? George Weah is on the front row. Liberia is on the front row. And Nigeria is at the back row. Ask anybody who works at the federal ministry, either of foreign affairs, anybody who's done any protocol work before, they will tell you that the heavyweights stand or sit at the front. Go and check anywhere in the world. It's simple, pure common sense. It's a lie. Because Jubril was not in that photo shoot either. He wasn't. He wasn't. That is a Photoshop. They just lifted somebody's picture and they put it there. Go and look at it. Look at the space between Jubril and those around him and the other people. You will see that that is the only congested space there. His trouser is a suit. But his top is abada or danchiki, I don't know what you call it. You cannot see. Some people are blind, they can never see. But the truth is right there in front of you. You cannot see it. There is no way you doctor a picture in this world that IPOB cannot never find out. It's impossible. And I get me, it's impossible. We continue. No life till now, till this hour. I want people who are listening, if you're from Abuja, you are from Kaduna, you are from Lagos, ask NTA. People should ask NTA, why is there no live feed from Japan? Why not? Can't we do live videos anymore? They go all over the world to cover football matches and sports. The person you claim is your president traveling for an important developmental meeting in Japan, you cannot do a live stream. Instead, they keep waiting for videos of other people so they can edit it. They can tamper with it. And then they give it to NTA about 5 seconds and to channels, and they quickly play it to convince the fools amongst you, but not IPOB. They're amateurs. What I'm telling you is that I started from when people are supposed to land in the country, when the heads of state are meant to be coming in. This story. So you understand how foolish some Nigerians are. We continue. Who is the culprit? Femi Adesina. Femi Adesina is the culprit. This man, as I wrote yesterday, brought the culture of Oluwole. Oluwole is where they forge every certificate you need. I am now beginning to believe that it was this Femi who says he's the senior special assistant to the president on media, whatever thing that it is. Femi Adesina. Are you surprised that the former finance minister Kemi Adeosun was sacked because she forged her certificate? Are you surprised? The same thing that Kemi was, and I'm beginning to believe that it was this Femi that gave her, that forged that NYA certificate for Kemi. This is a government of forged documents. But before he died, where is check forged? Jubril, now that Herbert Kyari is pushing to be president, where is the forged certificate? Are you therefore surprised that they have taken their certificate forgery to a new level? Now they are forging pictures and videos. It is simple. Go online and Google how to to alter video to deceive people, it is there. Pictures is that one is open group, is very, very minor thing to digitally transfer pictures, very easy to do. Instead of a president to be concerned with the developmental issues in the country, by President Amina Bakayari, you are busy forging picture after picture. An event took place in the morning, in this day and age of Facebook Live, because this very transmission is going out Facebook Live across many platforms. Why do you have to wait for 9 hours before you receive pictures? Because they are busy playing with it. And when they do, they give it to NTA and to channels. And they release their eras, their Alamajri eras. Where is IPOB? Isn't this our president? Our president? Your president is taking 9 hours for his picture to travel electronically from Japan to Nigeria. And you said that is the president. 9 hours. I keep saying it now. Write it down on your piece of paper. Why is there no video? Live video. We shall get to the implications later. Having compared the two videos, you will see here how a president is received and how a criminal, a bandit from Sudan is scoring all over the place. The cause, huh? And actual song. A criminal, he arrived in the night, he has not been seen. Who can say that IPOB hasn't been looking for him? We are looking for him everywhere, and he knows it. And he's hiding, and he's on the run. And we'll catch him. He knows that his visit to the outside world is over. He will come in, anywhere he's going, he will come in at night. He will not go anywhere. He will be somewhere hiding until they bundle him and he goes. And that's all. He can never address people again in public. No town hall meetings for him. Never, never. But what they might do is to go and get a video of a town hall meeting of somebody talking, and they remove the person and they put his image, and you think his image is not him. He can't do it live. Never. Never, ever, ever. Compare the video of Jibril and his stage-managed arrival in a place near Yokohama, and that of Ramaphosa, of the Ugandan President Museveni, and of who else? Even the Togolese president. It's all there for the world to see. After seeing all these things and knowing that nobody received him, that should have told you that this man, that even Japan knows that he's not real, that he's fake. Why would Japan insult Nigeria? Let's be very logical. Why would Japan not send a decent delegation to go and receive him at the airport? Why would Japan want to offend them? Because they know that the man is an impostor. It is not the duty of Japan to remove the grill for you, no. If you bring a goat to Yokohama and say, this is our president, as the goat is doing, bam, 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 they'll say, here is Nigerian president. You don't know that? You think Japan would do it for you? No. That is why we are hunting him. And he is hiding, and we'll find him. I assure you, we'll find him. And if Jibril, we sight Jibril with our two eyes, from that moment onwards, I expect somebody to go to prison in Japan. Once we sight him with our two eyes, somebody's going to prison, be rest assured. And when we go to Japanese court, then we give them our evidence. And then a judge will rule in Japan that this man is actually an impostor, because we have all the facts and figures, and some of them which we are releasing tonight anyway. Earlier yesterday, I posted a video to prove to very cowardly and frightened myopic Nigerians that Buhari is dead and replaced by an impostor from Sudan. Now, ask yourself this question. Had Buhari been alive, do you think that this is how Japanese would have received him? They say, you know, of course. But you know that Japan cannot roll out red carpet for a common criminal. That is why the letter we wrote is working. That letter, now normally is working, I'm telling you. I wrote to the emperor. And I made the letter public today. That is, you see, when Fulani people must understand something. What we say is not out of hatred. But should I say it is not out of hatred for you, but out of hatred for the evil that you perpetrate. You people are evil. You have no regard, even for the Yorubas that you claim your Nigeria with. And the people that you conquered in the middle belt, like the thieves and the Bachamas and the Ibiras, you call one north. You have no regard for them. If you people are upset that Yaradua died in office, it's very simple. When the passenger was bringing out Buhari, you should have said no and given him a younger man. That's all. Buhari died on the 27th of January 2017, and all you guys did was to try and go to Sudan to recruit somebody because you are evil, because you don't believe in one Nigeria, because you don't believe in a country that is moving forward. It's a very parochial reasoning, very narrow and selfish. It's about the Fulanis and what they can get because perhaps they're not educated. Unbelievable, these people. Japan did not roll out a red carpet for the criminal recruited from the streets of Khartoum, which I will prove to you people later. Japanese government, I'm now very happy, is officially aware of our correspondence that Buhari is dead and replaced by a criminal impostor. I am equally delighted, I must say, very happy, that the Japanese Imperial Court had regard for my letter and decided to treat Jubril like the common criminal that he is. You have to ask yourself this question. How can a president visit a country? Of course, there are Nigerians there from Benin, from every other place, from Yoruba, who are in Japan. Why is their president running from them as well? If at all he is. If at all, let's assume that small picture of that airport that has a poultry by the side is somewhere in Japan. I don't know why Japan will have a poultry beside an airport. Japan has Hokuko. It is somewhere in Oman. They filmed it like James Bond, you know, a location movie. They filmed it and sent to NTA and the channels. Did you see the picture, the Photoshop picture of the guy that his hand was outside the banner, on top of the banner instead of underneath? And people look at it and, no, you see, when white people insult us, people shouldn't take it to heart. I'm telling you the truth. Don't be upset. Sometimes the things we do is astonishing. How we reason is so pathetic, is unreal. I'm telling you. A president is in a country, no public appearance, nobody. We went to the house of the ambassador. They couldn't come out. Instead, they were doing video from upstairs, one person only. They couldn't come out to meet us. And BBC was writing, this is a picture of Buhari. Lebanka photo Buhari. Kerebe IPOB, no. BBC. So you didn't see us when we even went. We left. We searched in Yokohama. He's not there. We had to come to Tokyo to look for him as well. So BBC Igbo couldn't see it. We need to ban BBC Igbo from all our platforms. They brought BBC Igbo into our land to destroy what we are doing, I'm telling you. It's a conspiracy by BBC to destroy us, and that's what they're doing. So even objectivity went through the window. BBC could not be objective enough to report the truth, to say IPOB is seriously looking for this man, and they know we're looking for him. Even the police knows that we're looking for him. He's there. So somebody can take my picture somewhere and say he's here, and I'm looking for people are looking for me. They can't find it. Oh, but he's here. Does that make any sense to you? Does that make any sense to you? If you say you're somewhere, then tell us where you are. It's not difficult. Tell Channels TV, your partners in crime, or NTA, to say he our president is at Sanso Hotel or Sanso Place. Then you'll see what will happen. Why are you scared? You're a president. You have all the armies behind you. Armored tanks, Air Force, AK-47, you have it in abundance. Abducting people in the middle of the night. Killing civilians at will. You're a president. Come out and address people now. You're running. You say you're a president because you're an impostor. You're an armed robber, a bandit from Sudan. Now, somebody actually wrote, and I love this so much. He said that even in the group picture they took, they hid him like a squirrel. Imagine a squirrel. Osa. Running away from a hunter's catapult. You know, when we were small, we used to hunt squirrel. Osa Nuzi. There's red squirrel and gray squirrel, as a matter of fact. And we used to chase them with catapults in those days because, as you know, I grew up in the village. Today, Jibril was like a squirrel being chased by catapult-wielding IPOB family members in Japan. And I commend them, but they must continue until I hear that somebody has been arrested by the police and taken to prison. I will not be happy. I'm being very honest, because we must go to Japanese court and tender our evidence there, and then we'll wait for him in the U.S. That is if he escapes this one. He is hiding. Everybody must know that Jibril al-Sudani is hiding from us. We have not seen him. They keep bringing out photoshopped pictures. No video. Because with the video, we can tell the background of the hotel and go after him. But he's hiding. But we'll find him. We'll find him. Somebody should inform Jibril al-Sudani, the president of Nigeria, that the proceedings at the plenary session today was filmed. If you go to South Africa government website, Cyril Ramaphosa's page on Facebook is there. It is there, streaming. Nobody from Nigeria spoke. But they're there writing, we are here for economic development, we are doing something, partnering with our partners. Rubbish. Nonsense. Bunkum. They saw it as a photo opportunity to say he traveled outside, not knowing that IPOB will be waiting. They never knew. If they knew, they wouldn't have come. Whereas the responsible heads of government were invited to Paris for the G20. Some of you would know that Jonathan was regularly invited to G20, or Obasanjo the same thing. I'm sure within the short space of time, Yar'Adua was there, he was invited. Even when the evil dictator was alive, he was also invited. Or have you all forgotten? To G20 or G7? How come this one? Because within the intervening period, after he went to Trump, after they sent that one to Trump, that version of Jibril to Trump, that was the end of it. And Trump sent a coded message. I don't want to see that lifeless body again here. Sending code to Nigerians that this man is not Buhari. And all of you kept quiet. There are warmongers. They want to bring war. When you go and I go, Chorego Agede, I graduated from Onsuka, I read law, but there is no job. I read sociology, there is no job. But I can write against IPOB, sir. Give us some money, and give them 14,600. He will use 600 naira for transportation, 4,000 to pay a journalist with slippers. And I could be a yoga for the past 6 months. And it will be a press release. Igbo group, because they don't exist. That is what is happening here. Evil people. They will destroy all of them, one after the other. Asunder. Japanese government is now very aware. Jibril can run, but he can never hide. I will keep pursuing him. I'm steady. I will pursue him. Steady. That parrot from the north, Junaid Mohammed, people will die. You think Britain will fight for you again? Junaid Mohammed and his... They think that it was them that defeated Biafra. Of course not. Russia fought against Biafra. Egypt fought against Biafra. Britain, the daddy, was against Biafra, both militarily and diplomatically. That was why we lost the war. not because of Fulani. If they leave us with you, in 2 weeks we will be at Sultan's Palace in Sokoto. Before God and man, I'm telling you. You people are cowards, you are nothing. You came to my house with a battalion of soldiers with Air Force. Why can't 4 or 5 of you come? When you brought me in Abakaliki, I broke it. It blew up, I broke it. Why can't you come? Maybe a few of you come with your rifles and see what will happen to you. You didn't even trust the army. You had to bring Air Force so you can bomb Isiama Faru. And you're in Abuja doing hard man. Take a boon or call of you, mad people. You'll be dealt with one after the other. Junaid Mohammed, prepare your genocide. We are coming. I said if they are powerful, if Nigeria is a strong nation, come to ambassador's residence or anywhere or from your hotel room and wave, ordinary wave, bring out your hand and wave outside. You see what will happen to you. If Jubril, if those that sent that thing to Japan, you feel you're strong, you're very strong, because you specialize in killing civilians, people who are unarmed. What will happen? Somebody should caution IPOB. I'm begging you, Junaid Mohammed, ask Jubril to make his face seen anywhere in Japan. You will hear the headline the next day all over the world. You will hear it. We are, when it comes to Biafra, we are no longer alive. We are dead. I'm telling you the truth. Before God and before man, we are dead. What we are waiting for is for Biafra to come. That's all we're waiting for. As I am, I am telling you before God and man, I don't exist. So threatening us with death is, you killed us many times. We still come out to march on the street till tomorrow morning. You're talking about death. We have grown beyond death. I assure you, this is IPOB. And that is why I say, after we are gone, every generation will talk about this forever and ever, I assure you. If you want to meet mad people, they are in IPOB, I assure you of that. And the history of IPOB and the zoo will be written. Historians will write it very well. I assure you that you can never escape. The destruction of Nigeria is inevitable. It must crumble, it must fall. People pursue Biafra, I pursue something different. The name Nigeria will cease to exist. Write it down. Write it down on a piece of paper as I speak. Nigeria will be decimated. And the name won't exist, I assure you. Anybody planning or concocting, thinking you can stop Biafra, will give the presidency, you are deluded. You are deluded. Give me Biafra and I stop what I'm doing. That's what I'm asking for. Clear away from my land and I give up. But without Biafra, this is nothing. We're only beginning. It's a game. We are warming up. Watch the activities of IPOB over the years. Very slowly. Very slowly. The tempo keeps increasing and it won't stop. Don't threaten us with going to jail. We've been there. Don't threaten us with death because we've been dying. And I want to remind IPOB family in Japan. Any day you see the face of Jubril, remember those that lay on the floor in my house. Remember those that died in Aba, those that were mashed into the sewage and asked to drink dirty water. Remember them. You must remember them. Remember those that died at Mpo. You must remember those that died at National High School. Once you see Jubril, all I want to remember are those that died, and then go after him. Let the world remember Japan, that Japan was where it happened. They don't know how serious we are. Jubril is running, we'll catch him. Every picture they have, people must be writing these things down. Every picture they have released so far is a Photoshop. I said every picture. Photoshop. It's a fake. Tampered with. BBC knows. I wrote yesterday, every media house has a picture editor. How come they don't verify or vet their pictures before they publish it? You know, BBC knows that very picture is, we are putting it out to them. They still went ahead and published it. That is how sad they are. That is how terrible they are as a people. And that is what we're going to do with them. We are not going to forgive them. We won't. We will not forgive them. I assure you of that. Every picture released so far has been tampered with. Now, as I'm speaking, tomorrow they'll release the video. They are working on the video tonight. Ask them, why can't they stream the videos till now? They won't tell you. They think that because their fellow Nigerians are stupid, because of that, IPOB is also stupid, but they are mad and they're insane. Our faculties are intact. What we are pursuing is Biafra. Every means possible. If it means having to eat a politician raw when he comes abroad, we'll eat him or her raw to get Biafra. We'll do anything in this world to get Biafra. I'm telling you the truth. Mark it, write it down. Mark it down somewhere. That is how determined we are. Because we have nothing else. Only Biafra. Nothing else matters apart from restoration of Biafra and freedom for our people. So you better have that in mind. You can be licking the boots of your corrupt politicians. That is your business. Some fake, fictitious groups springing up here and there. If you touch a pyramid, it's sacrilegious. So pocketing the money meant for our nature, and who especially is not sacrilegious. Asking army to come and kill people in my father's compound is not sacrilegious. Makeup and Nuremberg. Slight makeup, get the powder and get the powder sauce. When we get hold of those behind Python dance or from those who have been posting, I get an hand, then you will know. What we are going to prison back in the zoo in Nigeria. Why can't we go to prison abroad for Biafra? Go point it out. We must proceed. To tell you how that is a digression, but I want to digress a little bit this evening. To tell you how daft they are. Do you know that Nigeria imports sawdust? You know what is sawdust? Those of you that live near Timbershed, in those days, you go to Timbershed, you collect sawdust. You might hear sawdust. They import grass from Brazil. No, they import sawdust. Such a country shouldn't exist. I swear it shouldn't exist. Sawdust, they import it. He said, we are moving forward. It's 2020, 2050, developmental work. Let's move forward. They import sawdust into the damnable zoological republic. And you want me to consider them as human beings? You are mad. These are not human beings. These are lower than vermin. You import sawdust from abroad. And I'm a proud Nigerian. I'm a Nigerian. You import sawdust. Grass from Brazil. Now, sawdust, ordinary sawdust. You can get from every. In Timbershed, they burn it. In Timbershed. One Nigeria, Chineke Bunuoku. Mad. The same people. You import sawdust and you have the temerity to stand before it began to speak. There is need to reset the brain of those of you in Nigeria. You have become, even some people who are their friends that claim they are Nigerians, they have become used to all that Hanese Pandev rubbish. You know, they go to Abuja, they take pictures, they drink Hennessy, they come back. Oh yeah, we are moving forward. No, the roads are not built. Our schools are crumbling even further. No hospitals, people are dying every blessed day. And you want me, Nnamdi Kanu, to live in a society where such nonsense obtains? Are you well at all? So all my education in England is for nothing. I have learned nothing. Other kids are having fun all over the world. Biafran kids are suffering and you expect me to be happy. My own children are in England being well fed, well educated. And other people's kids are suffering and you want me to be happy. Ha. Oh. We must continue. Let me repeat. Let me make it very clear to Nigerians who are hard at hearing because they don't hear very well. Let me repeat. I am seeking the arrest of Jibril al-Sudani, not Buhari, because Buhari is dead. Allow me to repeat. Anybody saying, oh, they're looking for Buhari, is some of these newspapers, they know what they're doing. He's looking for Buhari to arrest Buhari. No. Please quote correctly. I am looking for Jibril al-Sudani, the impostor. That is who I will arrest. or my people will arrest in Japan. That very noble family I believe in Japan. It doesn't matter the country you go to, we are there. We are there waiting for them. And he has fallen into a trap in Japan. To get out of it will be very difficult for them, I assure you. Only the smuggling, they flash Photoshop pictures, fake pictures in front of you, and they smuggle him out. I say, he's back. And then you see a Scottish band at airport in Abuja welcoming the buffoon back. We must continue. What is happening here, let me remind you, is that Buhari is a skeleton in an unmarked grave in Saudi Arabia, from where he will never return. Buhari will never come back. Aisha is crying every day. Bring back the bones of my husband. Let me bury him properly. They said, no. We are Fulani. We want to continue ruling. That is why that midget from Kaduna came out and said, we don't believe in zoning. They think they can keep rigging with Oshomu Olowe, whatever, that idiot. That's what they think. They can continue ruling because they have a few idiotic men who will come out and say, let's move the country forward. And they will write one nonsense in a newspaper. And after paying them, what they're doing is not good. Hey, let's move, join hands together. Okay. They don't know we are IPOB. Our destination is Biafra. Nothing is going to stop it. Nothing. I said nothing. Not even death can stop it. Nothing. It's set in stone. We are under blood oath to restore Biafra. By blood, Biafra must come. What they do with it is their business. But this generation, this IPOB, this family must restore Biafra. My happiness is that we have succeeded in caging Jubril, wherever he is. Or his face, so he can't come out. He can't come outside. He cannot. He's hiding. All the leaders gathered in Yokohama knows it's fake. I said, go back to South African websites. Cyril Ramaphosa is there, covered live. No single delegate from Nigeria spoke. Really, it's not there. Every picture is fake. Even the one, the Jeffrey Nyema was behind him, fake. He's not even at the center. Look at the chairs, he's there. We'll come to the extra leg later. And no more IPOB in Gakwebu. Jupiter turned into a spirit and now has three legs. I need songs on that. He now has three legs. He's an impostor with three legs. Question to Junaid Ahmed, who has been running his mouth. IPOB will pay fraud if that attempt. Have we not been paying since? We have lost nearly 2,000 men. You're saying it will pay with their blood. What happened? So we've been doing things by moonlight all this while. We've been dying now. So what is new? And when we go to war with the zoo, we'll also die. So what is the big deal? Oh, you think I'm not coming back? Oh, dear. You see, my question to Junaid Mohammed is this. Why can't Jubril appear in public? That's what we're asking for in Japan. If he is in Japan, why can't he come out and wave to people as other heads of state are doing? Come out and wave now, only waving. Even from your window, as Michael Jackson used to do in those days, just wave. That's what we're asking for. An ordinary group picture, they photoshopped him in. Incredible. Somebody should inform Asorok. Someone should inform them that we must capture Jubril and he would undergo a DNA test in Japan to prove to every stupid Nigerian that they are daft. You cannot see. You are so blind. What is in front of you, you can't see it. Shut up, Harry. Cannot speak Fufude. He's not bald. Cannot even mimic Buhari's accent properly. Cannot remember his ministers. Cannot remember anything he's told. Now ministers have to report to Abba Kyari, not even to Yemi Oshibanjo. And yet they are clapping the country. And let's move it forward. You believe a warrior. That's what they say we are come from. Stupidity is a disease. Although we have some reliable information, there is that Hotel Intercontinental in Yokohama, they housed other people. We are not sure. We have information from everywhere, and we will keep looking for him. Tomorrow, or later, in fact, now they have started, we are looking for him until we find him and hand him over to Japanese authorities. Anybody who wants to get authentic information in your life, avoid Channels TV, avoid NTA, avoid, what's that stupid, legit, whatever, one useless online ragtag nonsense, they pay them money, they write rubbish. Avoid them. And PPC Igbo. They come and they pretend that their objective for where? Up and the actual colonialism. That's who sent them. That's the people that sent them. They came to you because they love you. PPC Igbo. And Awagari, they love you. Who told you that? Of course they don't. You know me, I speak the truth. Regardless of the consequences, I don't give a damn, I assure you. I will always speak the truth. People say you have to sound like a head of state. I say, head of state, you're lying every day of your life. You say you're head of state. Don't believe in that rubbish. We must proceed. We have to. The time now is 6 minutes past the top of the hour, 6 past 8 in my blessed, beloved Biafra land. I'll be there very soon. You know, when I say something, I do it. Yeah, and some of you know that I'm coming, for real. We'll be there. I quote off my normality. Forget the fake pictures being posted by Femi Adesina. Those pictures she is dishing out, we are all doctored and edited by a professional editing company in China. That's why you see that Chinese man and the woman dressed, the woman dressed in a kimono to give you the impression that she's Japanese. No, she's Chinese. Look at all the pictures featuring the woman, always in out of sync with the rest of them. It's Photoshop. Now let me tell you why Nigeria is in a mess. They are fearful, they are cowards, they are avaricious, they are greedy, they are jealous, and even when you're doing what they know they themselves cannot do, they bring envy and add on top of it. Showore is fighting. Showore is in prison because of poor people. Showore is in America, he has money. Showore came back to fight for poor people. I believe from Yoruba land, not Biafra land, because we're in the battle already. And they abandoned him. They abandoned him. What concerns them is IPOB. Politicians are paying him. Okay. If I attack PDP, they say APC is paying me. I attack APC, they say see how confused they are. Makano, you can buy with money. Oh, dear. They think we are like them, but we are not. We are unbribable. The truth is what we speak. And some people get worried and say, oh, but why all these attacks? How the attacks to come, I love it, attracts more people. Because those people don't exist. Somebody will hide in their bedroom and they will write something and they will go to the police and say, oh, please, we are begging you, give us some money. We wrote something, let's give it to this journalist in Abakali. He write it, he publish it for us. At Logo and the journalist will collect 4,000 naira and they will publish. And I say one group. Ask them how many are you? Can you call a protest? Can you even gather in one place? The answer is no. They don't exist. 99% of all the junk you see, they publish this group, that group, this one in the UK, this one in Portugal, even Portugal, this one in Azerbaijan. We must proceed. Jubil is in. I'm coming on. I said I will tell you how Jubil was recruited. I have it here, and I'm going to tell you tonight. Now, write these names down. As we proceed, you write them down, please. There are three people that worked for the Nigeria Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Three people. They were posted to Khartoum in Sudan. And I want you to get your pen and paper and write the names down. I know by now Abakari is sweating because they all listen to Radio Biafra. Right now, he is sweating big time. He'll be wondering, how did Nnamdi know all this? But as I said, when I'm sat here, I am under divine instruction. Chukwuka Abiyama revealed things to me that a mere mortal can never see in a billion years. Get your pen and paper. Write down the name Mr. Hassan. This Mr. Hassan, for those of you who do not know, Mr. Hassan is from Dawa. You know that they are the ones that get all the jobs in the juicy ministries. People from Dawa. That is nepotism taken to a new level, but that is the zoo for you. What can you do? I am sure that some of you know about this Mr. Hassan, but don't know the role he played. How do you know him? This Mr. Hassan was the guy that was assassinated in Khartoum. Do you remember? The MC official that was stabbed to death in Khartoum. If some of you can remember, that is. Sometime in May of last year. Mr. Hassan was the head of immigration section at Nigeria High Commission in Khartoum. As I'm speaking, please write it down. I don't want to say, here now, the kind of say this. Write down and do your research. He was also killed in Khartoum. He was the one that was stabbed to death. He's from Daura. He was the most trusted of the three people that recruited Jubilar Sudani. And they have a name for him. And they'll be shot tonight. If you want to see Abba Kyari faint, just go to Abba Kyari and tell him that the other name, the name that these friends call Jubril, is Junaid. He will faint. I assure you. I call him Jubril, 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 to give them the notion that Nnamdi Kanu doesn't know what he's saying. His name is Junaid. I know them very well. Now, please listen very carefully. Mr. Hassan is, I said, is the head of immigration section at Nigeria High Commission in Khartoum in Sudan. He's from Daura. He was killed because of Jubril. He was killed in May 2018. He was the most trusted of the three recruiters. He was the man personally that recruited Jubril. He was they developed a friendship. He now started calling him Junaidu. J-U-N-A-I-D-U. Mention that name to Abba Kyari now. And you hear he's in a hospital somewhere. This was the man that gave Jubril the passport and escorted him in a military, sorry, in a presidential jet all the way to Daura. When the Fulani cabal knew that if you don't do something, what happened under Yar'Adua will happen to them again under Buhari. They needed a cover. And this was the man they brought from Khartoum. They knew that Muhammadu Buhari will not survive in office. When Hassan finished his job and was asking them, why don't you promote me? You promised me this, you promised me that. They kept giving him money. But he wanted promotion, he wanted a job. He wanted to work. They sent DSS to Khartoum to assassinate him. And let me tell you how they work. They didn't want to cover the whole assassination. So what is in Reuters, go and type in Nigerian diplomat killed in Khartoum. You will see it from Reuters. You know what they did? Nigerian government paid Reuters to publish the news. And when Reuters news agency published it, they couldn't even give us the name of the person that was killed. His name was never mentioned. But his name is Mr. Hassan. Because we are IPOB. I am Nnamdi Kanu and I lead IPOB. Our M branch is the most effective, will be more effective than Mossad. I assure you. His name, right now in Daura, they're in a panic. The man was stabbed to death. You know that man that was killed in Khartoum? He's from Daura. His name is Mr. Hassan. That is to tell you how they operate. Once they do something, they bribe the media. But when any impartial observer looking at the case of Operation Python Dance and myself and why I've not been able to go to court, you would think I jumped bail. You would think I just woke up one morning and decided to go to Israel. Because Nigeria is very good at playing this game. You see all those newspaper editors in Nigeria, they pay them off or they threaten them. And once they keep feeding you that information, he jumps. You forget that 28 people died in my house. They came with armored tanks. They came with Air Force jets to bomb and to destroy my village. That's how they operate. They killed one of their own, Mr. Hassan. They paid Reuters and everybody, shut up. No investigation, nothing. No, let's investigate. That's how the zoo operates. But we know. They suppressed his name and did not even release it to journalists. That's how sad they are. Why did they kill Hassan? They killed Hassan because he made demands. They wanted to say he was killed by a prostitute. You know, that when we were following it, when M. Branch was following them, they said, should we say he was killed by a prostitute? No, they said no, because the knife attack was so vicious that it couldn't have been done by a woman. It was done by DSS in the zoo. They sent them to go and kill him. They killed the man because they refused to give him the money, all the money, and the immigration promotion. So they silenced him. And who gave the order? Abba Kyari, the real president of Nigeria. How open can it be? He said, ministers now report to me. And people are clapping. That's how that idiot. How they passed through secondary school, went to law school, is beyond me. Buhari can do whatever he likes. Senior advocate of Nigeria in a democracy. So this man is a senior advocate. He doesn't even know the meaning of checks and balances. Zoo. You're not Zoo for nothing. Senior advocate. His brain is empty. Up to the on our walk and on TV, he's a Sagesan. He doesn't know that in a democracy you have checks and balances. There is no absolute power. One cancels out the other. Because absolute power, absolutely very simple, elementary government that he doesn't know. He's a senior advocate. So they killed this man. That's number one. Write his name down, Mr. Hassan. The second man they killed, December of last year, is called Benjamin Etnan. Write it down. Some of you in Israel may have known him. He was posted there a while back. They killed him. They poisoned a red wine. He lived at a place called Lugbe area in Abuja. Oh, now they are panicking. Benjamin Etnan. Surname is spelled E-T-H-N-A-N. Benjamin E-T-H-N-A-N. N-A-N. They killed him too. He was a diplomat. He was also in Khartoum. He also served in Israel. He was a good friend of Jibril. He was the one that used to drink with Jibril in Khartoum. He was poisoned in his house in the Lube area of Abuja. After he went to Villa and was saying, I want to see my friend. They said, no, he's not Buhari. He said, no, I know him. He's Junaid, he's my friend, Junaid rather. He's my friend, I know him, we used to drink. They said, no, that time is gone, not now. He's now President Muhammadu Buhari, Major General. He came back there 4 times. They said, this guy is a nuisance. He loves wine now. They poisoned him and he died and was buried on December the 10th of 2018. Go and ask his family, they will tell you. Benjamin Etnan. That leaves us with the last person, one man called Mr. Aminu. He was promoted. He was looking for, and he is now the PA to Muhammad Babandede. Do you know the man called Muhammad Babandede? He is the Controller General of Immigration Services. That is the cabal you're talking about. Thankfully, he is alive. If you know this man, if you work with Immigration Service, you now know that Muhammad Babandede, the Controller General of the Immigration Services, is part of the killers. He recruited this man to stay and work for Muhammad Babandede. He is now his PA. He's living large. These are the three people that recruited Jibril al-Sudani. The first one is Mr. Hassan. dead, Benjamin Ethnan killed. The first one murdered, second one murdered. The third one, they gave him job as PA. Right now, go and ask him. As with Jubril's DNA test, go and ask him to submit himself to a lie detector test. He will fail woefully. He's there. Now, let us see who is fooling who in your so-called One Nigeria. What happened today for us was the plenary session in Japan, hosted or chaired by President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa. The video is out for Amaka as I'm speaking, post the video of that South African video. It's over an hour for the world to see that there was no Nigerian delegation, no Jubril Buhari, nobody, no Femi Adesina, nobody was there. They were showing the ordinary George Weah spoke. I say ordinary because he's a relatively young man from a country that is ravaged by poverty. And then a so-called giant of Africa is in the room that wasn't allowed to speak. Is that possible? Are you people reasoning these things through? Is that actually possible? Let's continue. The picture of Jubril taken inside the hall with Onyama at his back. Surprise, surprise, no more Governor Autumn. Where is he now? Nobody told us Autumn was traveling. All of a sudden, he appears in Japan, of course, stage managed. Because as at the time, they were filming that nonsense to deceive the gullible. The conference hadn't opened. The Prime Minister of Japan was still in France. But they went and hesitated because we just, it's IPOB when we chase you, you make mistakes. We were chasing them and they made mistakes and they published prematurely a video with Autumn in it and a picture with Autumn in it. Not today. Autumn said he came for the conference, Tricard conference, to bring development to Benue. Okay. But at the plenary today, you were not there. So where are you? It's called smokes and mirrors. Abracadabra. If you don't look very well, you cannot see. This is what they're doing to you. Now, you see why I call Nigerians animals, that they're like animals in a zoo. They can't reason. You can't do this to IPOB. I ain't get away with it. It's not possible. We are where we are today because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why we love IPOB and IPOB love us. That's where we are. On Lubewan Nabaloso. That's how we are in IPOB. Because you can't bring nonsense and you expect to deceive us. Are you drunk? But Nigerians, you can. And the affair is this. What some Yoruba media practitioners, what they're thinking is that if we know what Nnamdi Kanu is saying is true, we know what IPOB is doing is right. But if we come out now and say it, Nigeria will collapse and Biafra will go. And Fulani will come here and destroy us. So we are the kind of, what can I put it? The barrier. We are the only people stopping Fulanis from ravaging everybody. You don't know that? It's us. That's what they don't want. When they insult you on social media and say you are Biafra, and we ask them, did we steal anything from you? The answer is no. Oh, you people are criminals. But you are the ones, you are the people forging pictures. You are the ones looting the treasury, right? This is how the zoo works. I think it's a terrorist group. But people are actually killing and sacking villages and raping our mothers. They are not. Do you see the brain of a Nigerian? Are you beginning to follow me? Do you see how twisted they are? Their brain, it works upside down. That's why they import sawdust. Sawdust! They import my board. Unbelievable. The picture, Amaka, send this picture, please. The picture of Jubril in the hall with Onyama at his back. Has three legs. Jubril, he now has three legs. Do you know the funniest thing? I read some comments from Alamajiris. They saw that the picture was clearly photoshopped, tampered with. They saw the extra leg there. They said, Papa Ridon, Ridon. And I'm asking them, so now Baba has three legs. Oh dear, Africa, black people, Nigeria, oh dear me. A human being with three legs is in Japan at a conference. Three legs, three, Okwato, three legs. Unbelievable. That is the killer punch picture, which, forget about the fact what they did. The man was wearing suit trouser and wearing, is it Abada or Danchiki on top? Let's leave that to one side. The killer punch and the picture which confirms beyond every reasonable doubt that Buhari is dead and replaced by an impostor is the hurriedly photoshopped picture. Excuse me. Where the leg of a ghost is showing. One more, a ghost was beside him. Maybe it's the ghost of Buhari, Buhari's leg, from the grave in Saudi Arabia. I want Biafrans, not Nigerians, because the countries, you know, these are Nigerians now, they're all reason well. So you have to excuse them. We are Biafrans. We are born intelligent, the most intelligent race in Africa. Brain, we have it. So you can't cheat us. You can cheat other people, but not us. I want you to take a look at that picture once again. Please, Amaka, post it for the world to see. Can you see the spiritual leg, the spirit leg, the third one? And I want to ask Femi Adesina, the Oluwole master photoshopper. I'm coughing. Let me try and a sip of water, if you don't mind. Femi Adesina, the Oluwole, the secretary, say, what's his title again? Assistant to the president on media affairs or media matters. Onyoshikowo, a unrepentant criminal, he is. He is the one, in any other, if you try this nonsense in the US, in a civil, they will tie him, they will come and they will tie him and put him in jail for over 200 years. You know how the jail people in America is? Some are serving a 1,000-year jail sentence. But in, he's a deacon in a church. Deacon in a church. Oh, dear. A deacon is lying, barefaced liar. A liar, a deceiver, and a cheat. And they have the temerity to insult the noble IPOB. That is the picture that will destroy them. Do you know the funniest thing? Let me tell you how sad it is. That same picture was published by Channels TV. Published by that ragtag, useless, gossip, nonsense called Legit. And published by BBC. The picture that they saw a man with three legs. The published and says it's real. IPOB, you're looking for Buhari. Here he is. With three legs. And this is journalism in Africa. I don't know why some Africans don't have conscience. Black people, you have no soul. You are evil and you're wicked. Something horrible is happening to people and you are accentuating the, you are, oh my God, unbelievable. Unbelievable. That is the picture that destroys all of them. We Biafrans, we are not gullible. But there are some things that we need to do tonight before I bring this program to an end. Because normally I shouldn't preach more than an hour. We are in a hurry to deceive all of you. Why can't you ask them, Femi Adesina, Channels TV, Legit and all the other criminal enterprise called media. Why can't Nigerians demand for live transmission of this very conference? Live. Only pictures. After the event, they now Photoshop and then bring out. Sometimes they wait for us to see our angle of attack so they can formulate their pictures and videos to maybe counter us. So they say, oh, why don't you see it? This is what you said, but now here it is. Going through the entire 1 hour plus plenary session chaired by Cyril Ramaphosa, I want that posted as well. There was no Nigerian delegation captured. So where is Jubril? None. They said he's having bilateral talks with South African crazy bilateral. Is Japan your place? You have bilateral talks? Is it your place? Is Japan Nigeria that you're having bilateral talks with another head of state? Can they start deceive themselves? Thinking everything is happening. They are hiding this man because he is not Buhari. They're hiding him because Buhari is dead. I've given you the three names of people that recruited him. Go and do your own private research. The two are dead. Only one still alive. Go and be, and they were killed because they were too close to Jubril al-Sudani. That is a fact. Nigerians must demand a live transmission of the broadcast, and they will never do it. That's how you know they're lying. They will never transmit live. Impossible. They will never do it. Never. And I want Chinasa and our entire admin team to go and publish the names of all those software. Some of them are banned in the US. You can use to move or edit live video. I want the names published so that Nigerians can know what Femi Adesina and his Chinese friends are using to deceive them. I want the names of those applications you can use to fake, to doctor a picture and to edit a live video. That was what they did in France. And when I say, when we were telling them then that Jubril never went to France, they were arguing. That was what they used. I want the names of those applications published so that we can all now go into photoshopping, everybody. All the fake photos released by Adesina today, none of them had Governor Otom in it. So where is he? Have they sold him to the Japanese? Maybe they have sold him to Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa in their bilateral discussions. That's how sad they are. Even Governor Otom allowed himself to be used. That is why people are inconsistent. What is driving them mad is that IPOB, Nnamdi Kanu, we are consistent. We never change. You know, if it's any other person, when they came to me and bribed me, I should have collected the money. And by now, I'll be living large with a helicopter or maybe a private jet and telling you there's a way to do it. Let's move the country forward. I said no. And they came to my house to kill me for it. And I lost 28 of my men. Now you understand why I cannot forgive them. Now, before we bring our program to a close this evening, let me remind all those bootlickers writing rubbish, writing nonsense. You want us to forget that people came to my house and we lost 28 men. What they are doing is not good. We are angry that we lost people during battles. Why can't you get it through your thick skulls? Why don't you understand it? There's our anger against Ekweremadu and co. Ekweremadu was at the meeting where they decided to proscribe. Now, are you following? We are not like any other group of black people that forget the sacrifices of those before us. Never. This is IPOB. We remember everybody that died in this very movement. And the best way to honor them is by getting Biafra. And that is a responsibility that for now falls on the shoulders of IPOB family in Japan. Remember those that died and make them proud. Ask yourselves again tonight, who welcomed your Jubril into Japan? Why was his presence not acknowledged if he's there? Why was it that nobody saw him on a live stream or video? Why? Why did he grow three legs all of a sudden? Somebody wrote, and I love this so much. There is going to be a movie or maybe a song titled Jubril Buhari Spiritual Leg in Japan. directed by Femi Adesina, marketed by APC, recorded by Biafran's IPOB, and distributed by Nigerians. Because the whole thing is now a comedy. It's a show. But this is no longer funny. I thank you all for listening this very evening. And from me, from here, it is good evening.